I think from now. Brilliant. So I'm here with Eve Ensler, the architect of 1 Billion Rising, who is spending the day in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Eve, how's the day been so far for you?
The day has been beyond our wildest dreams. There were thousands and thousands of people in Bukavu who came out in an amazing field this morning. And the spirit was absolutely a spirit of both fierceness and celebration. There were many things going on today. We saw the return of Dr. Mukwege, who, as you know, there was an assassination of his friend, and he has just returned a few weeks ago, and he gave a brilliant, rousing speech. Christine Schubert spoke brilliantly. Mama Batu, I was so eloquent and passionate, and there were activists, and the governor spoke and made a very public commitment. And I think one of the most exciting things that happened today was that the general of the South Kivu Police Force made a public announcement of a contract that he was had signed with B-Day, engaging the effort to say that they will end the impunity and commit to making sure that perpetrators of sexual violence and rape are held accountable. And it's a signed, sealed, and delivered document that he presented in front of thousands of people, saying that they were now on notice to fulfill those promises.
And are you hopeful that he'll do that? He'll be able to keep to his promise?
Oh, I think something major changed here today. And I think also what was a feeling that this, the power of 1 Billion Rising and the power of people's energy and dance and anger. There was a lot of anger.
Have you been hearing from other places around the world where 1 Billion Rising has been marked? What's most surprised you about what's happening elsewhere? Eve? Eve?